eternal in order for it to really produce any real fruit. Somebody whose Yiddishkeit is an external manifestation. It's Kel Aviv. I'm serving Hashem because that's good, that's fashionable. So when his Yiddishkeit is challenged, he'll always dump it. Whereas somebody who has a personal, internal, original relationship with his Yiddishkeit, so then it's long lasting, and then it will not only be long lasting, but it will also produce another generation of people that will be inspired by Yiddishkeit. Hayadut, I'm on the pay test right at the bottom of the page. Hayadut tzrichelios ha'isek shalana. We always talk about Torah's got to be our isek. Something a little bit more important right now on the table is that your Yiddishkeit's got to be an isek. Hakushia godel b'han chalat shmiras ha'toyir v'amitzvahs v'avarosu karei b'doroseinu livnei ador haba. The difficult aspect of the inheriting, I don't know what to inherit, what's the word inheriting? Bequeathing, that's the word I'm looking for. Bequeathing, Shmiras HaTorah v'mitzvahs, and passing it on correctly to the next generation, which is a very big challenge today. I don't know if anybody out there realizes. I'm trying to bring up from kids today is a very challenging job. Novaya metoy chilufi anisoynes hamishtanim chadashim levakarim. Novaya sprouts forth, swirls around from the chilufi nisoynes, from the changing tests, hamishtanim, new changes that are happening all the time. Ketzav hachidushim vaapituyim hasholtim berachov mischare. Berachov, sorry, mischare. The chidushim, the new things and the new seductions, hasholtim berachov, that are ruling over the street. Mischare, what's mischare? Is loshen Greek? It's not from Mischer, which is
I thought they became free.
Industry.
He became free.
You're saying Loshen Cheres. I'm saying Loshen Mischer, which is
business.
Business, yeah, yeah. And he's saying Loshen Storm.
But the Rechov is like it's offering its wares.
That's how I understood it this time. But basically, when he did it last time, I obviously understood it as storms. Chadashim levakrim aleinu litmoded im yisoynes chadashim. One has to evaluate and weigh up new struggles and challenges. Nochaychuv dezu ha'ismoididus hina kashe ma'od v'ika kushi mitgale b'mayim et b'ein ha'doyres. In addition to those disciples, the actual hamidoidot, the evaluation and the weighing up of the difficulty is itself a very difficult thing. And it's very specifically difficult in transferring Yiddishkeit from generation to generation. Kasher ha'horim adayim imunim al mahalchei ador akoidem. The parents are still imunim, they're still believing in Malchei Ador, the door that went before them. Lindoig Likras Apatim Shematzilem Lador Osid. And the next generation is really in the future. I'm drawing my emuna and my connection to Yiddishkeit from the past. Yeah? And I have to pass that over to somebody who's not living in this world anymore. He's moved on to a new place.
Because they're old fashioned and
not. But it was always like that. But there was a connection between my door and the door that came after me. Things have moved so fast in this generation that the connection between me and mine and the next generation is so big, there's no connection anymore. I'm drawing from the past, and they're really living in the future. Where's the point of connection? Despite the difficulties, he has the solution. The solution is not to modernize so you can catch up with the kid who's running ahead of you. The solution is to get original. It's to start serving Hashem in your own unique way. Hashem doesn't want you to serve Hashem like your Zayda served Hashem. That's not the challenge today. The challenges today are not poverty. The challenges today are not pogroms. The challenges today are not the shtetl in the ghetto. That's not our problem. Our problems today are the exact opposite. Our problems today are wealth and openness and information and internet. And you can have whatever you want. We run the world. We're not on the defense. We're not on the offense. It's a different issue. So how are you going to live with the kalim of the last generation? They're not relevant. So it's only if you're original and you have your own personal relationship. This is my business. When something's your business, you make sure that you make it work. He'll find ways to deal with all the nisayos. It's very important to consider this. All the difficulties and challenges that this generation are undergoing have never been seen before. Never been a generation that is so, it's kimat impossible. If you think about it, any yeshiva bocher today sitting and learning yeshiva katana, it's good to just walk past the yeshiva katana every day because it's an open miracle. It's an open miracle. Why would a 13-year-old who has the whole world at his fingertips spend the days bashing away shnol shnol? We can't. What's he getting out of it? What's his geschmack?
Hello, Kirby.
Huh?
Look, Kirby. At that age, they haven't seen it all yet.
There are plenty of that age that are not on the derech. There are plenty of that age that have done it long ago. Long ago.
What,
13?
14.
No, 15. 14. No, 13, okay. 13 is still a robot. 14, 15, they're not robots at that time. It's an open miracle. It's a miracle, I'm telling you. Push off. That's because there's something going on. A grizz me brisk, that's all. Is the grizz brisk at all? Well, I don't know if you appreciate the fact that you learn in the best midrash with someone spoke learning the brisk of teachers. Again, if people appreciate that, huh?
What?
I don't know if you appreciate the fact that you learn in a yeshiva where one of the ramim spoke in learning with the brisk of.
Who?
Ibzelik. He spoke to him in this group. He said he has kashas, famous kashas on the grizz. They haven't been answered to this day. He said he's famous kashas. I think you appreciate the enormity of that. Sipa Maisa, the brisk group used to tell a story. Shitrachesh b'may aviv ha-grach zatzal. Who's the grach? Reb Chaim.
Hi, brisk.
Who's Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim Arama.
Brisker.
No, the Brisker was the son of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is Reb Chaim.
Reb Chaim Brisker.
Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Reb Chaim Alev. His son was the Grizz who was called the Brisker.
Soloveitchik was the
father of the Reb Chaim. Adam Ploini Osa Pulu Mazika Shigomala Kilkul Biyadud. It was a certain person who did a certain thing. Certain damaging thing that destroyed his Yiddishkeit. Yadut shekilku b'yadut, his yadut or yadut in general. Keshesibra katla grach, when I told Reb Chaim the story, nisa imi mihan noichachim latdiku b'taina. They they wanted to sort of be donna kapschus for him. And they said, Kimayev Shilotzap with me, what did you expect from him? But I tipeshu, he's a tipeshu. Nena hakrach vama. Boilam makubo loyme shagam tipeshu. Chochem hu beiskav. In the world, there's a saying that says, a fool in his job is a chochem. He might be a big fool, but if he runs a little store, I promise you, in his store, he's the biggest chochem in the world. This person that made such a terrible, terrible error, when you see somebody doing something stupid in relation to a certain aspect, so it's alright that that's not his business. So if this guy did something in his Yiddishkeit that was so stupid, right, that we can say, no, what do you expect from the guy as a tipesh? It's alright that that's not his business. It's not his business. Alula Kain. Because had it been his business, he would have been a big chochem. He would have made such a stupid mistake. It's not his business. And other shots. Here's the wife of Dorma Mordes, Sauv the Amalianet. Look how he explains it. Watch this one. Anybody here learned a little bit of Baba Kama, Baba Metzia? Watch this one. Shebedinam ominous, loim di ba'alocha al tainus suchois v'kashois. When you're learning dinam ominous, when you're learning Baba Metzia, you're learning very complicated, very difficult dinim, yeah? Tainas that the Baldin can make, and complicated miguis, and all sorts of things that shoisin yochakol Baldin l'tain, that any Baldin can claim. And according to what he says, the din changes. The Welt fragt, the world asks, whoever does it come to base din with money to cases? There's some people. So we the Talmud Chachamim, we have a hard time understanding these tainas. How did they come to Thumbsuck them? Where did they get these complicated tainas from? Where did they come with these Rebbe Akiva Eagles from? And the tainas, the Gemara says he could tain it. You know where you've got to drag them out from the depths of logic. Elamashma, says Rabbi Yonason, Elamashma kishnagaya dovel adam atzma. When something touches a person personally, kunas a talmid chochem letoin tainas mupupolos vusuchos. He's able to make very complex and difficult tainas. Korach ha-negir shel ha-adam, the power of negir of a person. Maneh ha-yisur la-havim dvorim amukim ha-toyin tainas suchos. Gives him the ability to act way beyond his normal tendencies. Sha-yini nogay la-yisek shelo, because this is touching my business. V'koch b'kach revach o'ev set shemomayna. Are we talking money here? I can make and lose bucks? Oh, now you've got his attention. When it comes to making bucks, people are mamish creative. I meet people that are poshut idiots. Idiots! Bukhonin says, a person doesn't believe in God, doesn't see that the world was created. It's not because he has something wrong with his das. Because you see, a 12-year-old Jew has to believe that the Kim created the world. So you have to be a genius. And see, a poshut idiot! If you think the world created itself, you're an idiot. The mitzvah of Imun and Hashem is alive. Stop being stupid. That's all. If you stop being stupid, you'll see it's poshut. I meet intelligent people that are mamish world leaders, okay? They're stupid. And yet they're making millions, you know why? Because that's my business. That I understand.
So surely it's that they're not stupid, they choose to
travel the Kodachos or something. Because it's not his business. If life was his business, if his neshama was his business, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Yiddishkeit was his business, he'd be just as clever in Yiddishkeit as he would in his business.
It's an amazing point. I just think it's something nicer that, and with somebody that he runs a big business and he's very feared in his business, but at home his kids are rude to him and they show him no respect.
Can't
it's not his business, so like a homies, but if you walk into his workplace, people start like mamish, like fear.
That's interesting.
Fear. Phone calls around the stores, this guy coming in. Fear, like grown men fear, but his kids, the way that he's like treated, like, oh yeah, they tell him, shut up, let me do this, whatever.
Because he hasn't made it his business. Right. If he made it his business, then he would run his home like a business. You know?
It's an amazing chiddush.
I tell that to couples. Run your home like a business. Run a business. Work out what your profit lines are, work out what your margins are, evaluate it, check it. I mean, you have to run your life like that. See, the Shoim says, Bo cheshbon. What did the merchant say? Let's do a cheshbon. Imagine a guy closes his store today, tell him, how much did you make today? The guy says, I don't know, I didn't count. So you imagine such a thing. Businessman comes up and his wife says, no, what kind of day you have today? He says, I don't know, I didn't do a cheshbon. Tell the guy, you're sure, I'm giving you the keys to the store. And us, we're going to sleep at night till we do a cheshbon, till we check, till we look into it. That's like a business.
Remember, he's saying he's such a business.
Make it a business. There's another important lesson here, and that is these nakias, on the one hand, are very dangerous, but they can be very powerful as well. Shoichad, on the one hand, blinds a person, but you can also use it to blind the Yetzirah. You have to bribe yourself. That's a nagia. What's a nagia? A nagia is a form of shoichad. Yeah? You understand? What's the problem with a bribe? It gives me a certain nagia towards the person who bribed me. Yeah? So you can use that for your positive benefits. It's part of the law lishma, but it can be well used. If every Jew merits to be Isaac the Divrei Torah, come on, Isaac. With that midah of Isaac, every Jew could come to be Isaac in turn, the way you Isaac in a business. V'yelon egiyos chazakos. Rots and eyes, but again, limit a Torah kumah. He'll have strong negiyos, very strong negiyos, and a strong desire in everything else. No good, limit a Torah kumah.
So how can a yeshiva bacher?
Hold on a second. Who yematze et a tshuva is lekol hashelos shabanov? He'd find answers to all the kashas that his children have. Who yematze a derech liftoach is libam limit a Torah? He'd find ways to open up their hearts to limit a Torah. V'kimitz v'sei ba'ave b'yira, and to keep the mitzvahs v'ave b'yira. If you'll search for it like you look after money, then like hidden things, like a hidden treasure. If you go after Torah like money and hidden treasures, then you'll understand Yiras Hashem and Das Elokim, you'll find. You mean what's said in the Mishnah? I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry, Josh.
No, I wanted to say just the Meiser. Let's say, for instance, in the yeshiva world, if they don't know what it's like to run a business, or they've never seen the business world, how can they be expected to?
Oh, excellent question. Excellent question. There's two stages.
Dafka told almost like that world's evil, like stay away, like take nothing from it.
Yeah. They learn mute schere without the positive in the mute. Yeah. Truth is not like that. Telemais is not like that. Because you learn a little bit of Naziki, you learn a bit of Babatsi, Baba Basra, you learn business very fast. That's why these kids, when they do venture into business, they're top class businessmen. They're into business very quick. At a young age, these kids have got a very quick grasp on mescher. That's number one. But number two, has to be taught to them. I agree.
The yeshiva world means a job. Turn late for work. You turn late for yeshiva, 10 minutes, 15 minutes late.
So the job. So that. No. They understand. You have to make it real for them. The Rebbe has to make it real for them. There's two stages. There's the stage of the child who you don't train as a businessman, you train him as a soldier. Same as in business. you did your accountancy articles, they didn't train you as a businessman, they trained you like a soldier. Correct? You didn't have very much initiative, you didn't have very much of your own say, you just did the job and you got it done. And you evaluated on how you got the job done. Yeah, you did the job, good. You didn't do the job, no good. As you develop more and more in the company and you become a junior partner or whatever, you start taking more and more responsibility for running the business. And then getting the job done is not as important as business decisions. Long-term projections, profit and losses, da-da-da-da-da. The clerk, the soldier is not interested in profit and losses. He's not focused on whether we win this war or not. He just knows he's going to take that hill and shoot. That's it. Why? How does it fit into the bigger picture of the battle? Where it's not his job. Get up in the morning, you do Nagel Vas, you say Modiani, you got to daven, you daven, what's davening? Yep, you read these words, boom, then you learn. It's a soldier. And that you first have to be trained as a soldier. You want to learn the business, you want to learn from the bottom up. But you don't get stuck there. That's the problem. The guy gets stuck there. Then have a big problem, because, and that's what this book is coming to address. That's exactly what it's coming to address. I've said this many times. This book is really not for Bolsheviks. This book is really written for the FFB. A lot of what he said here, we take for granted. The problem is we become FFBs very fast, and our children are going to be FFBs. That's why I try to learn this safer now, because the more you can internalize, the more you can get this into your kishkas now, the easier it'll be later. Because we do, we also become habitualized. We also stop making business out of any discuss. It becomes whatever, it becomes routine, becomes habitual. And the kids pick it up very quickly. The Bolshevik has an even bigger disadvantage because he's not even secure in his habit. The FFB is maddeningly secure in his habit. This is the way, there's only one way, and he looks at anybody else, like anybody else who's not keeping, you know, who's not living in a remote bait, you know, with a shtarmel, you think of the mamash, like, I fell out of the mood. He's damn maddeningly confident in his Yiddishkeit. So even though he's stale and whatever, the kids are not getting it, but at least he's confident. You know, when he pulls the moshul of David HaMelech, when he pulls the arrow back, he pulls it far back, he shoots those arrows at the guard with the power. Us, we're becoming habitualized and we're getting stale, and we don't even feel that secure in what we're doing. We tasted the inspiration, we were very inspired, we got very fired up, that's why we changed our lives. And now we become... So we're walking around miserable and bummed down or whatever, and the kids pick it up very fast. That's why the Baal Teshuva dropout rates are. It's one of the reasons. One of the biggest reasons, because we're not secure in our Yiddishkeit. If we were secure in our Yiddishkeit, if we could stay inspired, that would be one thing. It was as inspired as you were after the first Rabbi Tatshir that you ever heard. You know, you stay that inspired, I think your kids would pick it up at some point. Some of it would spill over. The problem is, by the time you start having kids, you're not that inspired anymore. You're going through phase two where you're confused and you're not so secure anymore and you don't know and you're not sure. That spills over, then you have a problem. That's why while you're here, you might as well start getting it straight.
Isn't that more focusing on performance relationship?
Once again, we stop doubting the relationship. If the performance slips a little bit, doesn't bother me that much. If there's a healthy, vibrant, simchatic relationship taking place, then the kids will pick that up. Even if they see stirrers in the performance, not ideal for them to see stirrers in the performance. But if there's stirrers in the performance and you're dry and you're burnt out and miserable in your relationship, that's a disaster. Means if I'm confident and I'm vibrant and I know I'm doing whatever, I'm doing it for the habit. And that's one thing, but if you're insecure, you don't know what you're doing, and you're miserable, what chance have you got?
But it's time for me, sir.
Yeah?
That is time for me. How well do you know this apart? How well do you know?
No, as a parent. How vibrant and real and enthusiastic and original is my relationship with Hashem? That's not performance.
But the way that I thought you explained it is, like, you know, that we're not confident in
our relationship. We start doubting our Yiddishkeit. No.
How confident are we?
No, that's easy to solve.
Habitual.
No, that's easy to solve. Just learn a lacha. No, you just misunderstood what I was saying. Well, I didn't explain myself properly. I'm not sure. I'm talking about the essence part of the Yiddishkeit. We lose confidence. You got all inspired and whatever. You don't know what you're doing. You weren't performing anything, but wow, you're inspired. What happens now? You're doing, you're keeping a mitzvah, but you've lost your inspiration. That's the problem. That's where you've lost your confidence. you remember what it used to be like, you know, in the early days you were so inspired and so fired up or whatever, and now you've lost it, so you're walking around miserable. That's the danger. But like he says, if you go after it like you go after money, you'll find it. You'll find it. We're suffering. I suppose we have to stop here. No, let's go. Let's keep it sitting there for 2 minutes. We're suffering already. Mendele Mipavanitz. It's not Panovich, it's Pavanich. Bnei Shol Palas Vas Emes. Hashem Yakim Domov. I know this Vasim has lost the 12 in the Lord. Shelimid is Talmidov. Tachas Shilaton HaNazi. He taught his children Torah while they were being ruled by the Nazim. Et Hilchus Kiddush Hashem. Ves Archa Shol Mitzvah Zu. What did he learn with them? Hilchus Kiddush Hashem. What was the Inyani De Yoyim? What was the Mitzvah Sayoyim? Was dying of Kiddush Hashem. V'chachu hikanem hachinom lamos al Kiddush Hashem. V'chanachti chodin havata of Kiddush Hashem kishigi ha'ashor. V'gam menim imach shmoyim huvilo etam el hamasrafot. When the Nazis imach shmoyim placed them on the ovens, the incinerators. They were mitlahevim. They were some kind of good translation of mitlahevim. They were
fired up,
enthusiastic, whatever. Yeah, there's another word for it.
Passionate.
Yeah, but it's not mitlahev. What are you mitlahevim about? We're getting excited about them. They're enormously excited.
Fired up from.
But there's a word.
The best one.
There's a word. At the enormous merit that they had, the Muslim Kiddush Hashem, Kribich B'Chavayov, V'Cholu Ratzim, and they ran. They started running to the gas chambers. Kasha Ratzim Al Kach. The Nazis got very upset. Hayti V'Cholu Lim Shiyudim Smechim Kol Kach. They got so angry because the Jews were so happy that they were going to get killed, and Tzipra raised some. They were used to seeing they wanted to see broken, you know, destroyed people that had given up any hope in life. And they commanded them to stop running. So what did the Nazi do? What did this Nazi animal do? He sees a guy running to the gas chambers, and he tells him to stop. Not the yellow Yehudi. Vazarak oiset tachas raglav shul Mendele. He threw a Jewish child under his feet. Remendele natzah. He stopped. Lo yochal ale psu al yellow Yehudi. He couldn't trample on a Jewish child. Who not lo oiset b'shtei yodav. He stoyed with el talmidov. He took the child and in a soft soft voice he said to them, Rabbi Sai, Eich Hashemesh Yodat Shi Shemesh Viz Oreches Bekanei Choyim Yotos. How does the sun know that it's the sun and that it's shining a very hot rays? Kishehim Avchina. When he sees people, they can't look at him. He sees people trying to look at the sun, and they can't look at the sun. They need special dark glasses to look at the sun. Then he realizes how great his sun is. Rabbi Mendele hifsik leregav amshich. Rabbi Yisrael, from a fun you don't sheish lanu tzelem elokim. How do we know that we have tzelem elokim? The nishmasayli he chaylek elokai memal, and then Hashem has come from Hashem. Move the zoo, shagamanim lo yichayim nistakel b'ponav shel hayelad hakatan hazeh. Because the Nazi can't look in the face of this Jewish child. Al pizeh yoydim anu b'idus shem b'ponav koron u'ma'ir oy rashchina. That's how we know that every Jewish child from his face is shining. Or rashchina. Ziv yekoros mishtatef. Ma'ena v'atayrois v'agamanim arishoyim lo yichoyim lizbol et kedushoysa. A Nazi can't tolerate the kedusha of this Jewish child. V'chayim nukhochim ha'im litul yelet rach shelo hara la'af adam bo'elam. Therefore they forced to take a little Jewish child, a soft, delicate Jewish child, who's never hurt anybody in his life. Lo ha'im kill him. Ha'moisim zoiz kadesh shelo yitkolu b'mabait ayna v'ato. Shelo yire es ponov ha'malchiyois. Shelo yipokshu b'mare shema'are es yitzivoysam. So that they don't have to look and they don't have to behold the purity and the kedusha that's coming out of this child. So that that they shouldn't encounter in the mirror something which will arouse it might arouse in doubting the evil ways. Ashreinu matov shalchenu sim remendera asnoim chaytsev halavas v'amshich b'dacho elamavas asimcha. He continued on his way to the ovens with great simcha.
A happy note.
How did the father educate his children to do that? This was a child who was educated by his father. No, it must have been the father had it real.